This is the Hook 'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. Now here's your host, Daniel Olimon.
Good morning, Northern Colorado, and to the millions and millions listening online, it's time for the Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. You know, Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today to make an appointment at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. We want to welcome you to Northern Colorado's only fishing and hunting show, where we hope that after every show, you can add more tools to your tool belt when it comes to fishing and hunting. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Olimon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the best producer in the game. And I want to thank you for spending this beautiful Saturday morning with me. And there's no better place to start a great weekend than to wake up with the Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour crew. Playoffs start this week for high school football. So I'd like to say a prayer for each team playing in the tournament. I pray for a safe and healthy second season, and let your light shine through every single game, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Micah, my brother, congratulations on a big win in London. Were you able to watch it?
I was able to watch it. I was very angry that I had to get up early.
Yeah,
getting up early lately. I'm not a morning person. I have been getting up early lately on Sundays, but then, you know, I stopped getting up early lately on Sundays.
Right. Because that's really your only day off. Like, that's really the only day you get to relax,
day
right?
Day off, what's that?
Yeah. You don't even get a day off.
I don't know. I don't take days off that often.
Gotcha.
I like sleeping in. I hate mornings, and I don't like 11 o'clock games. They really irritate
me. Yeah, I don't like 11 o'clock games either.
And now it's like...
I'm with you.
This 7:30 game? What is this nonsense? What is this Euro trash crap?
So you were able to watch it. So in a couple...
I was.
So next week, I think Tampa Bay plays in Germany, right? I think Tampa Bay... Who do they play in Munich? I think next Sunday?
Yeah, they play in that... In Munich?
Munich, Germany,
I always
call
them
like that.
Munchen.
Yeah, the Munchens.
Munchen, Munich.
Munich, Germany is where they play next week. So the game we're talking about is the Denver Broncos defeated the Jacksonville Jaguars 21-17.
I mean, it wasn't like a big victory. Jacksonville's not exactly a powerhouse in football.
It did snap their four-game losing streak, though, and proved it 3-5 on the season. So
which
that's
is
a
good
thing.
For us.
Right.
Go Broncos, but it's...
The Jacksonville Jaguars have dropped their... dropped five consecutive games, though, bro.
Yeah, right, and we had dropped four consecutive games.
Right.
So, you know, we bested them.
So it was a good... I mean, I didn't get a chance to watch... Well, I watched the highlights after the game because I'm obviously not going to get up to watch a Bronco
game.
Wait,
what? You are a bad person.
I know, brother. I'm not.
Daniel, I thought you were a Broncos fan.
No, sir.
Go Broncos.
Don't even. See, I knew you were going to do that. Don't play. Go Cowboys. There you go.
Go Broncos.
No, don't. So, you know, the Broncos offense struggled out the gate with quarterback Russell Wilson nearly throwing an interception on his first throw of the game.
And then throwing one.
Only to get picked off on Denver's second drive. Yeah, so they got picked off again, right?
Yeah, he underthrew that one.
And the Jaguars capitalized on a turnover and scored a touchdown after the interception as quarterback Trevor Lawrence found Evan Engram for 22 yards in the end zone with the successful extra point. Jacksonville took a 7-0 lead. Okay, so Travis, was it Enten? Is that how you say it for Jacksonville? He was the player of the day for Jacksonville Jaguars. He rumbled for 156. That's their running back, I'm assuming. 24 carries, 156 yards. He also gave Jacksonville the lead in the fourth quarter with a 1 yard score to make it 17-14 after the extra point. So with less than 2 minutes to go, however, the Broncos took back the lead thanks to a Latavius Murray rushing touchdown from the one. The touchdown was set up by a 47-yard pass to KJ Hamler and Wilson, and a Wilson play that extended the series on a third down. So they kept the game pretty close. I mean, it was a close game.
It was a close game. Way too many close games. Every game has been close this year, and I'm not happy with that. I would like to see the Broncos blow out a couple. Well, the Raiders game was a close-ish game. The Broncos lost by a few scores, but
32-23 in that one they lost to the Raiders. Yeah,
more than one score. It was a close-ish game, but you could tell in the second half they were not playing football; they were playing some other sport.
So when Jacksonville got the ball on that last drive, were they able to get down the field before they intercepted?
Well, not the last drive.
The last drive,
it was a nice interception.
Right.
Wearing a cast. It was like he had stick him on his cast. Boom. Right there. Beautiful. Beautiful interception. I don't have any talent whatsoever, but I could not catch that pass with two hands. Some people can't catch with two hands. That guy caught it with a cast.
Nice.
I mean, that's the highlight of the week.
Right. I want to thank CBS Sports for that recap. Broncos are off this week, and I believe that's a good thing, Micah.
Yes, it is. Broncos need to recoup, get some players back. I love the trades that they got. I'm very happy. Well, I mean, we could go into that. Did the Cowboys trade?
They didn't do anything. They were kind of, you know, putting the carrot in front of the horse and dangling it, but they never pulled the trigger on anybody. So they may have, but nobody with splash. I'm just going to say that.
Doesn't that always happen, though? The Cowboys never do anything.
But and I think they have a philosophy there where they want to build from within. And so I think that's what they do. But let's look at the bottom half of the Broncos schedule. They got the Titans coming up. They got the Raiders. So I see the Titans as a loss. Let's just say a loss, maybe. Let's say the Raiders maybe a win. The Panthers maybe a win there, I would say.
Maybe a win.
The Panthers
don't have their only good player.
I know he moved, and I get that. The Ravens, I see that as a loss. Kansas City, a loss. Arizona, that's a 50-50 because the Cardinals aren't who they were last year or who they've been. The Rams, a loss. Kansas City, a loss. And then the Chargers, that's the end. I see them going 3-6 in their last 9.
You know what? We're not talking anymore.
What say he?
I think the Broncos win all 9, and this orange Kool-Aid tastes great.
You can't. Okay, so what's your prediction?
It tastes great.
What's your prediction?
Hang on, let me drink all this orange Kool-Aid here.
Don't say Super Bowl. What is your prediction for their last
Super Bowl.
9 games? Yeah, I knew you were going
to say. I wake up Sunday mornings, and I'm like, all right, Broncos, time to win. Time to win.
And that's why you're always depressed, because they let you down. I mean,
They do sometimes let me down.
They do. I think they'll finish the season 6-11. 6-11. That's their...
And think of all the hopes that everybody had at the beginning of the season.
Right. New coach, new system, new quarterback.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah, that's...
New coach, new system. And I think we have two people who should... probably have been on the same page earlier in Nathaniel Hackett. And I don't know why it's taken this long to at least have more than 20 points.
It takes a long time to build a
historically bad offense.
When
I say historically, I haven't gone through the
numbers,
60s when the Broncos were just terrible in general.
Right.
And this isn't like the 20s when there were like 0-0 ties.
Right.
But this, for the Broncos, this is the worst offense I've ever seen. This is
I get it. I understand the frustration, but I'm going to change gears on you right now. We're going to switch gears, and we're going to go talk about the 2022 Chassa State football playoffs.
The Chassa State champion, Bennett Chazweisers.
Shut your mouth, boy. No, you know, if things shake
Bennett,
out right,
they're winning this week, right?
No, they're not. If things shake out, and the way we hope that they work out, we may have 3 home games before the championship game if things work out the way we want them to.
Bennett?
You know, according to the new Chassa rules, the higher seed hosts. So it's a great and exciting time for us right now. Berthet is going to be at Delta Saturday at 1:00. Bennett is going to be at Eaton. We're going to be at home. So that's at 1:00 game right there. So that's going to be a really good game. I see us winning. Rifle at Florence Saturday at 1, and then we have Moffitt County at TCA Friday. That's going to be a really good game. I think TCA is too much for Moffitt County. University made it in the dance. They go against Academy. I think Academy is too strong of a team for University, but it is good to see University in the dance. Montezuma Cortez is at Elizabeth Saturday at 1 o'clock. The University and Academy games on Friday at 7 p.m., and as well as Moffitt County and TCA. They're both on Friday. Every other game is on Saturday. Elizabeth is Saturday at 1. They play Montezuma Cortez. And then Woodland Park is at Basalt Saturday at 1 p.m. And then Dievlin, congratulations to Coach Rankin. They made it in. They play Alamosa. That's a 9-8 team going against each other Saturday at 1 p.m. I wish we could watch it. We have a screen in Eaton that we wish we could have highlights showing up there, because there's a lot of good games and a lot of good teams in that 16-team bracket. So I'm excited about the playoffs this year.
So does Eaton play Montezuma at all?
It depends on how the bracket is. I think if I can look at the bracket, if I can find the bracket, I think we do. I think we go Basalt. We play Basalt next. So whoever Basalt plays, that's who we play. So Bennett, Bertha, Delta, Rifle,
so could
Florence.
Could you theoretically play
if they make
Montezuma?
If they make it to the championship, I think they're on the other side of the bracket. So we'll play the winner out of Woodland Park and Basalt.
So I would like to see Bennett win this weekend.
I get it.
I've been saying that all week. You know,
I don't
just
appreciate
to see what you would
money.
Say. Yeah. I honestly, I'm rooting for the local teams. Whatever local team wins, I'm rooting for them.
I know, brother. I know. But, I feel the love.
But I actually want to see Eaton play Montezuma.
Uh-huh. Cortez.
Eaton beat Montezuma.
Uh-huh.
And then next year, Montezuma get
revenge.
Montezuma's revenge.
Oh, that would
and,
be awesome.
You know, just see what the plumbing is like in Eaton.
that would be a great show next year. We got to keep an eye on that. That would
there,
be awesome.
There used to be a ride in Knott's Berry Farm in California called Montezuma's Revenge.
Revenge, yes.
Yes, I...
Did you do it?
No.
Did you puke?
No, I think I was afraid of roller coasters at one point.
Are you still afraid of roller coasters?
No. You know, I grew up into a man.
I got you good. Okay. We have a great show for you today. On segment three, we have Madison Berg, who is an avid hunter and angler. She went out last week and bagged a huge buck. I'm excited to talk to her. She's a great teacher and mentor, so we're going to have her on. On the final segment, we have the fourth installment of the Hook 'em, Bait 'em Tackles Outside the White Line segment, where we talk to local coaches and players about hunting and fishing, and yes, of course, some football. Today on HBT's Outside the White Lines, we have the pleasure to talk to the Eaton Reds Young Cats. On the radio, you know, we get a lot of love to the number ones, ones being the starters. But today, we're going to give some love to the Eaton Reds Young Cats. Backup quarterback Connor Davey, and joining him is his best friend and one of Eaton Reds' best young linemen, Caden Rigg. We're going to chat with them about their recent hunting trip, talk to them about fishing, and of course, playoff football. Yes, we'll talk to them about that, dive into that. I know Connor's got some big, big shoes to fill. I mean, he's Walker Martin's leaving. Connor's going to step up into that role. So
why do you call Young
about.
Cats.
Well, and I know everybody asks Young Cats. I just
you guys aren't like
we're not we're
animals
not.
At all. You're
we're
red.
Reds. We're Reds, and I get that. But young cat, a cat. You know, when I'm talking to an individual, a young guy, it's always a young cat. It's always a young buck, or it's a young cat. But it just Young Cats just always stuck in Eaton for us. And I just call them my Young Cats. That's what I call them.
I think you guys should change your mascot to like a dude, like a very fat dude. With a paintbrush.
Yeah.
He's like painting different
for those of you that know me, I'm Mexican, and I think they should change the mascot to Eaton Mexicans. I would love that. That would be amazing.
I think mine's funnier.
You think
like,
yours is
like
funnier?
A just a fat guy showing a little bit of butt crack, like painting on a wall, different shades
the
of red.
The red. Okay,
yeah,
I got it.
I like mine.
I like yours too.
I kind of wanted the Redskins to be the Washington Congress.
Right.
Because you could do all kinds of like congressional puns.
Well,
like,
I heard the other day.
Oh, they're filibustering.
I heard the other day they're selling the team. That
they
hired a bank to look into selling the team. What do you think that price tag is going to be? $4 billion?
Probably over
$5 billion.
I think they're officially worth more than the Denver Broncos, which is ridiculous because the Broncos are God's team and America's team. So,
Mina, I roll my eyes.
I think they're probably going to sell right for now. Maybe $6 billion.
I know the faithful listeners can't see, but I'm rolling my eyes right now. But what did the Broncos sell for? $4 billion, I mean? Excuse me?
$4.5 billion?
I'd have to look it up. It had to be something like that, I think.
I'd have to Google
that,
search
which
it,
is probably the...
Sold for a lot.
It sold for a lot. I think the last... It was the most, right? That's ever been sold, I think.
For
so.
Now.
All right. So you are listening to the Hook 'em, Bait 'em, Tackles Power Hour. I want to thank you for joining us this Saturday morning. We are energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Allo Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Go Broncos!
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Olawan. He is Micah Kilpatrick behind the ones and twos, just letting it breathe this morning. Like we always do about this time, we have the Hook 'em, Bait 'em, Tackles Fishing Report sponsored by Carroll Excavation and Repair. Whether it's for a small project or an expansive one, Carroll Excavation and Repair are prepared to help you with all your excavation needs. Call them today at 970-656-3405. That's 970-656-3405. Today, I want to review the best ice fishing shelters for 2022 and 2023. Popular Mechanics, they put out a great top 10. Mary O'Brien is one of their authors, she's one of their writers, and she did a great job on this article. So I wanted to go through her top 10 ice fishing shelters because, you know, ice fishing is just around the corner. We just got our first snow, so I'm excited about that. So coming in at number one is the Eskimo 69445 Quick Fish Insulated Pop-Up Setup. This is the one that I have. I've had my son got one. I have it. It's so easy to use. She has this ranked at number one. The setup is under 60 seconds. To take it down and pack it up is less than 2 minutes. The key features here, though, it's insulation. This bad boy would keep you 35% warmer than other non-insulated competitors. Number two, she's looking at the Happy Buy Ice Fishing Shelter. If you're hoping to keep warm without breaking the bank, this is probably the easy choice for you. Happy Buy's simple and sleek black option not only has enough room for two, but it also comes in under at $150. That is what I'm talking about. Number three is the Clam Portable Pop-Up. Now, this is the Clams, they do the pullover shelters as well, and they do the pop-up. They do a really, really good job. I'm surprised that Clam didn't come in at number one, but she has it ranked at number three. You'll have room for the whole gang in this Clam. It's the X400. With 64 square feet of fishing space inside, it can comfortably fit half a dozen folk without feeling too cramped. Number four is the Nordic Legend Portable Ice Fishing Shelter. You want room for a crew? But don't worry about the shell out too much of that cash. We've got you. The Nordic Legend has an array of affordable options, and our favorite is the four-person shelter under $200. Two large zip-up doors make it easy to climb in and out of, and I know sometimes when you have those holes, you definitely want to keep them away from the doors, and if you have doors on the side of the shelters, even better. And for under $200, you can't beat this at all. Coming in at number five is the Go Plus Portable Ice Shelter. If you're the type that always wants to be prepared for any and all circumstances, the Go Plus was made for folks like you. This shelter is made of an extremely durable and flame retardant shell and designed with sturdy, flexible poles that hold up to strong winds throughout the season. I had one of those ice fishing shelters that was like a square box, and one time I was out there on the ice and the wind kicked up so bad, I was just kind of sliding away from my holes. So I think the pop-up shelters are an amazing way to go. Number six is the Lexidana pop-up single-person ice fishing shelter. So if you're looking, ice fishing shelters, I always like to be secluded, so I don't like anybody seeing me in my ice fishing shelter. But this one is a single-person ice fishing shelter. It has views from all the way around you. It's cool. Seriously, you get in this, and it's basically just a clear shell over your head. Has a zip, a door that in front of you. You just drill your hole in front of you. It's really easy to. It's portable. It's really easy to travel with. It's rainproof. And if you're just looking for something like that cheap, it's under $60. So it's a really, really good one. Number seven is the Tangkula Ice Fishing Shelter. It's lightweight, incredibly sturdy. It makes for a slick and stylish pop-up to haul out on top of the ice. Four-wheel windows maximize the ventilation. Well, the convenient carrying case makes it transportation is easy. Number eight is the Thunder Bay Portable Ice Fishing Shelter. We like this option because it allows you to actually stand up all the way in. It's got an 80-inch tall pickup from the Thunder Bay, from the center of the Thunder Bay to the center of the top of the Thunder Bay. You can stand up in there, so it's really nice. Number nine is the Happy Buy 8-person. Now, this is the one I want. It's the 8-person because I'd love to set up a shelter, and sometimes I like extended stay on the ice so I can put a cot in there. I can put, you know, a bunch of heat in there and stay out there all night. And this is the one that you want, the Happy Buy 8-person ice fishing shelter. Coming in at number 10, and I'm not kidding you, this name is for real, Micah. It's I Big Bean Ice Fishing Shelter. I Big Bean. Yeah, that's the name. For real. No kidding. Make your mini resort out of this ice fishing shelter. It can easily fit 3 to 4 people, contains windows that allow light to peek in through the darkness and keep the air out. It's perfect for couples, families looking to spend some quality time on the ice. You know, many of us ice anglers or anglers period are on a budget, and keeping an eye on the situation and planning will help you save a lot of money. I want to thank Popular Mechanics' Mary O'Brien for sharing her list with us, and I also want to invite you to call me or text me at 970-324-6073. That's 970-324-6073. Drop me an email at hookandbaitandtackle@gmail.com. That's hookandbaitandtackle@gmail.com. And let me know how your hunting and fishing season is going. I'd love to hear from you, and maybe your report might make this show. You know, the Hook'em Bait and Tackle's Fishing Report, sponsored by Carroll Excavation and Repair. Whether it's for a small project or an expansive one, Carroll Excavation and Repair are prepared to help you with all your excavation needs. Call them today at 970-656-3405. That's 656-3405. Coming up next, Miss Madison Berg. You are listening to Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Yellow Communication Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. He is Micah Kilpatrick behind the ones and twos. He has the right lure to draw you in. You know, we couldn't do this show without our amazing sponsors. One of our favorite sponsors is Grandview Family Chiropractic. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderley emphasize in caring for the entire family, from pregnancy, infants, and children, through the golden years and everyone in between. They love when the whole family comes in for adjustments, and they have a heavy focus on their athletes for injury recovery prevention and to boost the athlete's performance. Go see them in their brand new beautiful clinic. I've seen it. It's beautiful, located in Eaton, Colorado. Call Grandview Family Chiropractic at 970-454-3875. That's 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Coming up on the show is Mrs. Madison Berg. She's an amazing teacher and mentor, and she is a hunter. Madison, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for joining us.
I'm excited.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about who Madison Berg is, first off.
Okay, I am from Ordway, Colorado, which is a small town in southeast Colorado. And a lot of who I am comes from where I grew up. I grew up on a farm and a ranch, and I have a great love for agriculture and the outdoors, and I think that that's where my passion for hunting and fishing and other outdoorsy things comes from.
All right, perfect. And so what brings you up to Northern Colorado?
College. I am at UNC. I'm a senior at UNC this year, studying special education.
Perfect. Well, congratulations. And so you will be graduating this spring, is that correct?
Correct.
Awesome, man. Well, I'm glad to team up with you. I know you do a lot for the community. I appreciate what you do for the youth. Congratulations, though, on your nice buck this past weekend.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so I've been hunting for years, lots of years, actually. I call it more like chasing, though, because I've seen all the animals. I just haven't had the opportunity to actually shoot one right until this year. So that was super exciting. I went with my uncles back home just on our alfalfa field and some neighbors' farm fields. We just hunt on our private property. And opening day was Saturday, and we went out, saw lots of animals, but I didn't get a shot at anything. And I honestly kind of gave up by Sunday morning. I was thinking about breakfast burritos and going back home and taking a shower and getting warm. Right. And we were parked on the road, and my uncle glassed the field one last time before we headed home, and there was a buck eating in the back corner that we didn't see.
Wow.
And so he was like, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it now. And I was like, all right, I'm down here. I might as well. I went back home. I didn't mention that, I don't think.
Right.
To go hunting back in Ordway. So
gotcha.
I was like, I'm down here. I drove 4 hours. Let's get it done. So we
So did you stalk it? Did you have to stalk? How far was it from you?
At that point, he was probably like 300, 400 yards from us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm at the school, sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
So I had to stalk him, yes. So we pulled off into our pasture, and we had to go walk down a date in, and we had to army crawl through a ditch. And when I say a ditch, I mean more like a canal, like it was deeper than our heads. And luckily it was empty, but still trying to be quiet in the fall leaves.
Right, right. And in hunting, hunting deer isn't easy. I mean, it's an animal that's flighty. It's fast with 310-degree vision, a sense of smell that's 1,000 times stronger than ours and ears twice the size of mine. And I have some steaks, girl. I got some big ears. I mean, so how were you nervous? I mean, because you don't want it to hear you.
Correct. So, yes, I was nervous, but I've been dreaming, like, the week leading up to shooting this deer, every single night when I fell asleep, I had a dream that I was lined up on a buck and I killed him every single time. So I was ready. So while I think my readiness was outweighing my nervousness,
yes,
and we had to be really quiet when we army crawled out of the ditch up to the fence where I set up for the shot, but I just really focused on my breathing,
right,
to like chill me out and not get too worked up about it.
Because you've been hunting before, but you just never, this is your first time at a buck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
So you were, I mean, I could imagine, I know the first time that I was able to shoot one, I was nervous. I mean,
yes.
I couldn't keep my rifle straight.
Uh-huh.
I thought I was going to miss.
Yep.
All those things are going through your mind, and they tell you just breathe.
Yes.
Right? And then when you relax and you let out that breath, that's when you squeeze. That's what I mean. That's
yep.
what I was taught, right? So
yep.
how was that for you?
It was insane. I had so much adrenaline that I barely even remember how it all happened. I just remember I got lined up on him, and my uncle was looking at him through his binoculars, and he said, you know, he's not huge, but he's not small either, so it's up to you. And before he even finished his sentence, I pulled the trigger.
You're like, I waited. This is the dream come true right
yes.
here. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. And so did you see it fall? Did he see it fall?
Yes. It was 175-yard shot, and he was standing in some pretty deep weeds. So the second he stepped out,
mm-hmm.
it was just a clear shot, clear path. I watched the whole thing. I shot him right in the heart, actually. So he dropped
nice.
Right where he was at.
Nice shot. You didn't have to chase him.
Nope, we did
perfect.
Not.
And
nice.
I saw the pictures. You had blood on your cheek. Is that's customary?
Yes.
You know, you got to get the blood
yes.
on you. You know, outsideonline.com has a great article about, they call them Instagram's most fascinating subculture, and it's women hunters. If you get a chance, go to that website. It's on Side Online. Or excuse
okay.
me, outsideonline.com. And there's a writer that they have that joins two rising stars, and it's called Hunts Huntstagram. It's on their Instagram page, and they're out of Arizona, and it's amazing at what these lady hunters do. They don't call them huntresses because they get really offended at that, because that's kind of sexual, right? I mean, so they're hunters. That's what they want to be known as hunters. But check out that story online if you get a chance. It's an amazing article. You know, the National Shooting Sports Foundation says women make up 22% of all hunters, compared to with 12% in 2003. So that you're part of that number, man. So
we've grown a lot.
Yes, exactly. And that's what's awesome about that. I know you don't have children now, but if you had daughters, are you going to teach them hunting? Are you going to take them hunting?
Most definitely. Yes, for sure. It was pretty cool, actually. My little cousin, you couldn't tell that she was a girl in the pictures because she had her hair pulled back. She was there. Oh. She is 6 years old, and she got to watch me shoot my first buck, so that was super fun, and she will definitely be a hunter as well.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Do you fish as well?
I do.
Okay. Have you ever been ice fishing?
No, that is one thing I have not done.
I ask all my guests, have you been ice fishing? We're up in northern Colorado. There's a lake right out here. It's called Boyd Lake. If you get a chance, February, March time frame, when it's got about 12 inches of ice, go out there, go ice fishing. If you need help, give me a call. We'll get a bunch of us going out there and go ice fishing, because that's the best time.
I definitely want to try that out.
Awesome. Perfect. Hey, what advice would you give a young female hunter out there?
To just go for it. It seems intimidating, especially in my family, because it's just me, the one girl with all the guys.
Right.
And you kind of feel like you don't quite fit in, but you just have to go for it and trust that you're just as capable.
That's awesome.
And the men in your life will hype you up. They'll help you out. But you just have to be confident. Even you just got to fake it till you make it in your confidence.
Amen to that. So, hey, yeah. Mrs. Berg, thank you for all you do for our youth. I wish nothing but the best for you. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, it was so nice to talk to you.
Yes, we'll have to get you back on for sure.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, girl. You know, coaching up in Titletown, our athletes rely heavily on our healthcare providers to get them back to their peak performance. And there's no one better to do that than Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderley. With Grandview Family Chiropractic, they have a heavy focus on their athletes for injury recovery, prevention, and to boost the athlete's performance. We love nothing better than teaming up with one of the best chiropractic clinics in the area. Go see them in their brand new, beautiful clinic located in Eaton, Colorado, called Grandview Family Chiropractic at 970-454-3875. That's 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Live from the Yellow Communications Studio, we are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. You know, the team at Kennedy Dental is committed to providing you and your loved ones with exceptional dental care in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. Located in Eaton, Colorado, Kennedy Dental is known to be the best dental care clinic in the area, and they can't wait to help you feel better today. Call Kennedy Dental today at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. Coming up now are two up-and-comers for the Fight in Eaton Reds, backup QB Connor Davey and his best friend and teammate, Caden Rigg. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing really good, man. Welcome to the show. Okay, so we're going to start with Connor. Connor, how was your last hunting trip?
It was pretty good.
Go ahead, brother.
It was pretty good. I just mostly scouted a lot because I only had an elk tag, so I just looked around for elk. We saw elk on the way up there, but they're on private, so I couldn't shoot those. So I was just binoculars, scouting out for kid.
Scouting out for Caden. I understand you pulled the elk tag, and that's what you were hunting for. So when you were driving up there, you saw them, but when you got to where you were supposed to be hunting, you didn't see anything?
No.
How disappointing, man. And then you don't go, I mean, that's it for the year, right, for you?
Yeah.
And where were you guys hunting at? Can you tell us?
We went over by Craig.
Oh, by Craig?
Yeah.
And do you hunt every year?
Well, I just started hunting last year. Caden's been hunting for a while, but...
Did Caden get you into hunting?
Yeah, his dad kind of.
Oh, nice. Good. Do you plan on doing any more this year? Any more hunting?
Mm-hmm. Well, my stepdad just went hunting like today or yesterday. He left yesterday to go hunting for turkeys and stuff. Nice. He got like 80. I didn't go because I didn't want to miss playoffs. But
amen to that. He didn't want to miss playoffs. You hear that, Micah? That's good. I like to hear that. I definitely like to hear. Do you fish?
Sometimes. I haven't fished in like a few years, but.
Yeah, so we got to get you fishing.
Like a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah. We got to get you fishing, buddy. Now, I'm going to ask you this. Have you ever ice fished?
Nope, I haven't actually.
There's another one, Micah. We got to get him ice fishing, brother. Okay, Caden, my man, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing really good. Tell us about your last hunting trip, man. How successful were you?
I was really successful. I got a 4x3 buck.
Nice. First one. Yeah. Was that your first one?
No.
Okay. So you're a pro then?
Yeah.
How long have you been hunting?
Since I was about, I think, 12.
Okay. And so who spotted the deer?
Connor actually spotted it.
Of course, Connor spotted it. Nice. How far was it?
It was a 320-yard shot.
320-yard shot?
Yeah.
And where'd you hit it at?
Right in its lungs.
No way. Dropped it.
Yep.
Man. And were you down? Was it down in a canyon? Did you have to, like, how'd you get it out?
We had to drag it back to the pickup. There was this two-track road that you could drive in a certain way on. So we just drove it, like, as close up to it as we could, and me and Connor drug it back.
Nice, nice, man. So when you get one, what do you usually do with the meat? Do you is it jerky? Is it salami? Do you like hamburger? Is it the steak? What do you like about deer? Because deer's kind of hard for me to eat. The only way I like to eat it is with like salami or jerky.
So usually my family does jerky sticks, and then we do like hamburger and steaks.
And do you like that texture? Do you like that the taste?
Yeah, I do.
Do you? Okay. It's an acquired taste. I mean, if you've never tried deer meat, you got to. It's a far cry from elk meat. I mean, elk meat to me is excellent. Like, I'll take an elk anything and eat it.
Yeah, I think elk meat's probably my favorite.
It is. It's my favorite, too. How long have you been hunting, Caden?
Probably about 3 years.
About 3 years now, and Dad got you in it?
Yeah.
Do you guys do a lot of fishing as well?
It kind of depends. We try to go about like once or twice a year. But
I know it's tough for you guys because you guys are three sport athletes. I mean, you play football, you play basketball, and you play baseball, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of tough to find that time. So I know with your busy schedule. Hey, Connor, I got a question for you now. We're going to switch gears. We're going to talk a little bit of football, okay?
All right,
man. So are you ready to step into that number one spot and lead this Reds team?
Yeah, I mean, I got to put some work in over summer probably and like learn the plays a little better, but I'm pretty much ready, I guess.
And what things do you what things do you plan on doing to make sure that you're ready? I mean, what do you want to do this off season to get ready for that?
Well, I want to try and get in the gym a lot over the summer, but I'm going to work too, so I'll have to try to fit that in, but I need to work on like footwork and stuff over the summer. And, like,
I mean, we're excited to see what you can do, and excited for you to take that spot. And we know the talent that you have. Caden, what do you plan on working on this off season?
Getting my staffs down.
Yeah,
getting perfect right to where he needs them, and just making sure I have all my steps and stuff right for our blocking.
Man, you guys, like I said, you guys play three sports, basketball, baseball, and of course, football. What's your favorite?
Baseball, honestly.
Baseball is your favorite? How about you, Caden?
Mine's probably football.
Is it football? Now, here's the last question I have for you guys, okay? What is your prediction for Bennett?
I don't know. I hope we get some playing time. I think Goff is going to do some good. I think so too.
You know, it's funny. Yeah. It's funny you say that because he's talking about when usually we get a big lead. Connor gets an opportunity to get in there. Caden gets an opportunity to get in there, and it's great for you guys to get in there. And that's kind of what we built the tradition on is you young cats. And you know, we spend a lot of time talking to our number ones. You know, our starting quarterbacks, our receivers, our you know Ryder Trues and those guys. But it's really you guys that kind of help. You know, not only that they're important as well, but you guys are learning that as well, and I'm glad you guys came on so we can see that perspective. I mean, you know, Connor, you got big shoes to fill. I mean, you're filling shoes of a D1 athlete.
Yeah, he's good.
He's really good, and you can learn a lot from him. And I see you just kind of soaking it in. And I think from a coaching you know standpoint, and all us coaches talk, and we see how confident you guys are. Caden, you know your confidence with that offensive line and the defensive line, and Connor, you learning the offense. I mean, we're excited at what you guys are going to do, and I'm excited to see that young class come up and make a presence at Eaton.
Yeah.
So, you guys, man, we got ice fishing. We got to do that first because I know you haven't been ice fishing, Davey. So, we got to take you ice fishing. So, we got to plan that maybe after we win the championship, we will plan an ice fishing trip and we'll go do some ice fishing.
All right. Sounds good.
Sound good? Hey, gentlemen, thank you for coming on, man, sharing your time with us. I wish nothing but blessings over you guys and the rest of your high school careers, man.
Thank you.
I'll see you guys soon. Thank you for coming on.
All right.
You know, what a great show. I want to thank all our guests, Miss Madison Berg, Eaton Red's backup QB Connor Davey, and O-lineman Caden Riggs. I pray continued blessings and success over all my guests. I want to thank the Grown Ass Man Band and Eskimbo out of Denver, Colorado for supplying some great music this morning. You can find their music on iTunes, the Grown Ass Man Band and Eskimbo. Make sure to download all their music. Lastly, I want to thank our amazing sponsors. Carol Excavating, Matt and his team have over 17 years in the industry. Give Carol Excavating and Repair a call today at 970-656-3405. Thank you, Matt and Team Carol, for all your support. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderle with Grandview Family Chiropractic. Call them today at 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Lastly, but definitely not least, my man, Dr. James Kennedy with Kennedy Dental. Thank you, sir, for all your support. Call Kennedy Dental today at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. I pray abundance of blessings over all my listeners, my guests, and all of my sponsors. Remember, to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. I'm Coach Alamon. This is Hook 'em, Bait 'em Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Allo Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.